Hello, it's 5 minutes to the prophetess, the word of God, episode 184. And let's pick our golden scriptures, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and then James 1, 22. So let's go, let's say together, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then that is Hebrews 4:12. And then we go to James 1:22. Let's say it together. But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add that you will not walk in self-delusion. Oh, I see you walking in revelation in Jesus' name. So, in the last episode, we said that the word forget, and we read from James 1, 21 to 25. And we got to the point where a man who looks into the mirror, observes who he is, says James, and forgets how he looks like. He said, that man is the one who is just listening to the word and not doing it. And so we read New Living Translation and we read Amplified Classic. And amazingly, they all say the same thing. It says, for if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, you walk away and forget what you look like. New Living Translation says, the Amplified Classic says, but he who looks carefully into the, it says, for he thoughtfully observes himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he looks like. So the word we're looking at is forget. People read the Bible, but they forget. And I have seen some particular things that people forget. One of the things that people forget is that there is a huge difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. And listen, if the old covenant was enough, then why should God himself, God allowed men, Moses to and Abraham, they were the people who were involved in the first covenant. Then he says that I want to come and do the second covenant myself. Men did that covenant. He says he wants to do the covenant myself. And listen, do you know how God describes the old covenant and the new covenant? He calls the old covenant a covenant of death, and calls the new covenant a covenant of life. So we will come to all that. But one of the amazing things is that people forget that we are in the new covenant. Many, many people, and not just ordinary Christians, but the people who preach the word. So many of us forget. It's so sad. How can you forget an integral part of Christianity like this? How can you forget? That's why I say it's called Christianity. It is not Judaism, it is Christianity. Why would you forget something like that? So preaching can happen, and I'm not even talking about preaching, but you will read the word, read the Bible, read, but when it comes to interpreting what you're reading, when it comes to relating with what you've read, then you forget about the new covenant. And you look at us as though you were in the old covenant. Ha! I don't know how Moses and Abraham and David and all these men of old, who also wish they could be in the new covenant, how they feel anytime they look at us and we have this great opportunity. Great opportunity. Listen, Moses was a dead man. Abraham was a dead man. David was a dead man. Yeah, King Solomon that you've been praying that you want to be like, he was a dead man. all these men of old were dead men. Peter, John the Apostle, all of them. Before Jesus died, they were all dead men. When I say dead men, they were dead in their trespasses. That is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. Says that he has quickened you who were dead in your trespass. They were dead men. Their spirits were dead. Oh, but if their spirits are dead, were dead, why didn't they fall down dead? Why, what, you say your battery, oh, my phone is dead. Why is your phone dead? Because your battery has lost the charge and needs to be recharged before it can come alive. That is what it means. Their spirits were dead. So if these people were dead and now we are alive in him, what a big gap. What a big difference. Why should I then interpret what I'm reading with what they read? No. I must read it as a man who is alive unto God. Oh, you are so blessed. Bye.